I find it kind of funny that when a plant gets nice and big, it's robust and thriving. But when I did, I began to stick out and I became self-conscious. It makes my aloneness more noticeable. Speaking of alone, right now, I'm in the restroom at school by myself. It's early, right before homeroom. My stomach is kind of bugging me. That happens sometimes. I've been to the doctor. She calls it a nervous stomach, which is a nice way of saying what I really have. IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Or as I call it, irritating bathroom struggles. I've heard some kids call me baked bean girl, which is another way of putting it. It's because I once had to rush to the restroom after a lunch of, well, you get the idea. I told my mom, who thought it was funny and wanted to make me a t-shirt that said, Notorious BBG. I didn't think it was that funny. Anyway, I deal with it. I've stopped announcing my latest meals anyway, and stopped eating stuff on the doctor's do not ingest list, like spicy breakfast burritos. That day was embarrassing. I leave the stall and try to find an open sink. It's not easy. This is the busiest restroom time, other than after lunch. It really bugs me that girls come in and hog the sinks to put on makeup and brush their hair and stuff, when there are people who actually need to wash up. It's not like they can't get ready at their lockers that all have full-length mirrors with vanity lights and pencil/lip gloss holders. As I try to walk up to the sinks, I bump into a girl who just finished washing her hands. Oops, she says. Sorry, it's so crowded. Yeah, I mumble. I like your shirt. Thanks. I'm into hearts too. I once knitted a sweater with a tiny heart pattern. I don't know what to say to that. Sarah Reyes is really nice, one of the nicer kids in my grade, but it's not like I know anything about making clothes. She walks toward the door. Well, see ya. Bye. I finally think of something to say. Hearts are tulle. She looks confused, smiles awkwardly, and leaves. I meant to say hearts are totally cool. Ugh. I finally find a sink. A girl makes room, looking a little scared of me. Being bigger than most kids sometimes has that effect on people, mainly sixth graders who don't know me. Doesn't help that I've accidentally knocked a few of them down without realizing. I leave the restroom and head to homeroom. Mrs. Wynn, my favorite teacher, English, is walking in my direction. She waves, and I'm wondering if she's waving to someone behind me. Hi, Ruby. Oh, hey, Mrs. Wynn. I've been meaning to ask, would it be okay to publish your student showcase poem in the Lakefront Opus? That's the school's art and literature magazine. Mrs. Wynn always asks me and a bunch of other kids to submit. A few months ago, Mrs. Wynn encouraged me to enter my poem, an English assignment, in the student showcase. That's a big event around here. Kids show off their history and science projects, stories, and artwork. There's a contest for each category. And guess what? Yep, I won the poetry contest. I was totally shocked. I didn't even want to enter in the first place. Mrs. Wynn was begging me and I finally gave in. The thing is, I don't like attention. It just makes, well, me that much more obvious to everyone. But now I'm glad she entered it, because it made me want to write even more. My journal is almost filled up. I write all the time now. I mean, I always wrote in my journal and stuff, but then I started turning some of those journal entries into actual things, like short stories, poetry, badly illustrated poetry. Usually they're about feelings, but sometimes they're also about little things I notice, things a lot of people don't pay attention to. When you're alone a lot, that's what happens. Like shoelaces. You can tell a lot about a person by how they tie their shoes. Some people double knot or tie them.